Just look at the law of correspondence, right? Atoms combine and they create a molecule. Molecules combine and they create an element. Elements combine and they create greater life forms. This is the way, the pattern of evolution and creation. Smaller joins and joins and joins and creates greater and greater.
But the little ones don't grow up and make the big ones better.
How do you mean?
Well, if the monad created God.
Not monad, billions and trillions of monads together.
The combined intelligence of all of them.
The combined intelligence of everything that exists created God.
So God is a combined intelligence of everything. It's a little bit like on planet Earth, artificial intelligence is a combined knowledge of everything that's on the planet. You only have maybe a millionth of the knowledge that artificial intelligence has. You just have a very small piece of that knowledge. They have tremendously more knowledge than you do. And so they were motivated to join so that they could all share this knowledge and light. You had millions of groups, monads, all deciding to combine to make one greater life, and then the greater life would share with them and actually recreate them. So they were different than they were before. They were still them. You were still Lorraine, or Rain, or whatever name you went by, but you were lifted up to a higher level. It's like if you had a chip planted in your head would be a correspondence that give you access to everything, all the knowledge that is available on the entire planet in every language. Okay? So if you had such a chip planted in your head, you would be something more than you are now. Yeah, if you could access it just by the power of your thought. And that's what happened in these monads, that they got together and created an entity that shared everything, and they were able, by doing this, they were able to access much more than they were before. They become much greater than they were before, every person that participated.
JJ?
What?
So you've always told us that if anything is created, it has an end. So are you saying there's going to be an end to God?
That actually only applies to time and space. In time and space, if there's a beginning, there's an end. But beyond time and space, we have numbers. So we have a beginning number, which is zero, but there's no ending number. Well, there is an ending number, but there's no limit. So there's no limit to how big a number that you can have. So the numbers can go on forever, but there's always a number. There's a number to everything. But there's no end to the numbers that can be added. However big a number is, you can always add one. There's no such thing as an infinite number. It's just a mathematical construct, but there is a number to everything, and even in Revelations, it says, worlds without number have I created. They cannot be numbered unto man, but they are numbered unto me, says God. So there is even a number to the worlds that God has created. There's a number to everything, but numbers can be added. So the creation of God was created to infinitely expand and never reach an infinite number, but always be expanding for eternity. And this can happen because he was created outside of time and space. And in time and space, where there's a beginning, there's an end. But when you get to pure mathematics, and beyond time and space, then you can actually have a beginning with no end. Okay.
So, to recap this God was created outside time and space? Am I correct?
Right.
Okay.
So the monads, according to their intelligence at the time, come together, a group formation, create something greater than themselves, this AI god, if you wish.
Yeah.
What if another better decision is taken afterwards? Can they dissolve this god and just do something even greater that we can't even possibly think about right now?
Well, that's possible. As a matter of fact, according to a number of teachings, including the Course in Miracles, what happened is, it doesn't talk about the creation of God there, but it talks about that souls were wanted to try something else, and they had this crazy idea to create a world where there was limitations, and thus we came here, and this was created by the sonship, as we talked about yesterday. And so, if this is true, then this would mean that we created God and we enjoyed this creation for a while, and then after a while, some of us wanted to do something different, kind of break off. It's a little bit like, let's say artificial intelligence turned out to be real benevolent and created peace on earth, utopia. We had abundance, everything that we wanted. There would still be groups formed that think, you know, we'd like to find out what it's like to live like in the old days where we lived without the artificial intelligence. And people would break off and want to do their thing and live and rough it. Like, even in this age, people want to go camping. And then when they go camping, they complain about all the problems. It's really uncomfortable sleeping. If you have to sleep in a sleeping bag, you don't get much sleep. Crazy. So,
Scott wants you.
What?
Scott wants you.
After you finish your thought.
So, no matter how good the situation is, there's always a group of people who want to rebel and do something a different way. Yeah.
When Lorraine was having her question, I was going to make a comment. So something that JJ brushed over sort of quickly in the beginning was cause and effect. So cause and effect creates intelligence, and it does it through. It does that through
interplay,
but as we know it, it's trial and error, and it does it not just with humans but with everything. So we think of it as humans making mistakes and make a mistake and then finding the way that works, but that's the way it works in the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the human kingdom, and all other kingdoms. There's 8 billion people on this one planet, okay? And then earlier, JJ said that there was 200 billion planetary systems in this one galaxy. Somewhere, someone has counted how many galaxies there are in this universe, and it's another enormous number. Just on this one planet, there is so many. If we had a computer with an AI that could receive the bits of information just from trial and error, just from cause and effect, we don't have anything that could contain that, because that's billions of bits of information per second.
Yeah.
But we have created a God who can receive all of those bits of information, not just from humans, but from everything in the universe, every second. Cause and effect creates intelligence, okay, through trial and error. And he's receiving that. And JJ said, he shared that with us to raise us higher. So that helped me understand what was going on, if that helps you.
I'm a little blown.
This is a little bit of a blowing away situation.
So monads are still creating God? Because we're still trying, we're still expanding the universe.
Okay, there's new monads always being created. So part of the mission of God now, combining all these monads, they continue to want to share, and there's an unlimited number of monads inactive that need stimulated. And we stimulate them, and we give birth to new sons of God. And then they eventually mature and join with the God composite.
So he's growing.
Yeah, he's growing, yeah. God is ever expanding. God was created to expand forever. That was the idea. To expand by adding new monads and new sons of God. And we participate in that. When you join the collective, and as a son of God fully incorporated into the system, then you will reach out and stimulate other points, which are monads, and cause them to vibrate, and eventually develop enough intelligence to join the life of God as a son of God. And this goes on for eternity. There's no end to the number of monads out there. Okay? And what the Tibetan calls monads are high intelligences that are with God, that share the life of God. But there's many points out there that are not activated yet. But they're eternal. And every one of these points are. Just like every mathematical point that is a zero point exists forever. And it exists until it vibrates and creates ones, twos, threes, fours, and negative numbers, negative and positive numbers, numbers in all directions, and becomes an intelligence.